WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week here on the program. And hope you had a good weekend. I had a very busy one, but ready for what will hopefully be a little bit more relaxing week. Won't be out every single night this week. And we'll hopefully have more energy for you here in the morning. Although I think I did a pretty good job last week of getting through everything. We, of course, will have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo returning to the program today at 8 a.m. after he missed last week due to the passing of his grandmother. And then we will have, it's Money Monday. So we're going to have Manny the Money Man Resendiz coming in at 7 a.m. to talk about retirement. We can take your questions and calls at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But if you've got questions about retirement, Manny's the guy to talk to. So we'll talk with him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Our Money Talks contest is over, but thank you to everybody that played and participated and made it the biggest one yet. However, we still do have our photo contests ongoing. So we have our Scare Up South Coast, for those of you who are decorating your homes, and I saw a lot of homes decorated as I was driving around last week. I think people waited a little bit because of the storm, and then they put them out maybe midweek, maybe, you know, over the weekend, but I started to see a lot of homes decorated, both in person and online. I mean, the homes were decorated in person, but I saw them in person and online. And we are looking for your photos of your haunted home, your scary yard. If you upload those at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app, you could be entered to win some prizes. That's brought to you by Cool Cone and Marion and the Last Round Bar and Grill in New Bedford. Sorry, I just pushed the microphone away there. And then maybe you're not dressing up your house, but maybe you're dressing up your pet, whether it's this year or whether you have photos from previous years. If you enter those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app under our Halloween Pet Contest, you could win a $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot. And that is brought to you by Hidden Brook Veterinary Services and Melissa's Pet Depot. So a couple of contests to take part in. Hopefully it gets you in the Halloween spirit. Just a couple weeks away now. And I've certainly been in the spirit over the last week because, Friday night, Freetown had a packed house at the Freetown Police Department Community Center, the community room there. And just a thank you again to the Freetown Library folks who put on an amazing event every year. They put out this spread of snacks and cider. So they always have the cider. I've done this now, I think, 3 or 4 times with them. They always have the cider. But this year, they upped the game. They were drizzling caramel in the cups. They had whipped cream. Oh, man, they went all out. So that made for a fun Friday evening. Saturday, we did the investigation event at the Plymouth Bay Winery. Got some very interesting activity. And Pam and Mike put out a great spread of food. Some charcuterie boards and meatballs made with their sauces, their wine sauces that they sell. All kinds of great stuff out there to eat. And we had some really interesting activity. We were using the Echo Vox and we got some answers that came through that was telling us that it was someone associated with a boat that had sunk called Henry. And I said, well, Henry's a weird name for a boat. And someone like looked it up on their phone and they were like, what kind of boat is it? And it said schooner. And sure enough, there was a schooner named the Henry something that had sunk off the coast of Plymouth. We're like, well, how many people perished in that drowning? And it said five. And then the person looks up and they're like, yep, five people. It was pretty amazing. And that was just some of it. There was a lot of stuff that. And then yesterday I went to Lexington. I was invited to speak at the Fallen Church, F-O-L-L-E-N, the Fallen Church, which is, they have a pulpit, sort of looking for, podium that was used by Ralph Waldo Emerson. So I got to put my hands where Emerson put his hands when he addressed the people. And we did a story, we did an evening of ghost stories, people sharing their own stories, and then I shared some of my adventures. And then after that was over, I went to the Lexington Battle Green for the first time. I had never been. Every year I say, well, I want to go there when they do the reenactment. Never went. This is where the shot heard around the world was fired. And so I got to go over there, even though it was dark, you know, I still went over there and checked out all the monuments, some of the historic buildings around the Battle Green. I definitely plan on going back in the daytime, but it was cool just to be there. And we got, I turned on one of the devices and got some direct responses to questions. I said, do you know what happened here? And I said, guns. And I said, you know what kind of guns? It said, muskets. I said, well, who are you fighting? It said, Reds. And then later said, Brits. So very, very interesting, but still just awesome to be in such an important historical site. I can't believe it took me so long to go there. So we can talk about some of the news that happened over the weekend. Of course, Saturday morning. And I got the information around noon or so Saturday. Reached out to the DA's office and they got back to us around 5 p.m. Put out a press release that the skeletal remains of two people were found in the Freetown State Forest. Apparently there was a hunter who was, you know, doing his thing and happened upon a Honda, I think it was a Honda Accord, out there in the woods. And there were, the way the DA's office described it, there were skeletal remains of two people in and around the vehicle. And they also say that they found a suicide note. They turned the bodies over, well, the remains over to the Office of the State Medical Examiner. And State Medical Examiner will be the one to determine the cause of death and try to figure out what happened. But they did say there was a suicide note. They did not say what the contents of that note were. So that's led to a lot of speculation online. A lot of speculation in the comments as to what could have happened. Especially if you have one person in and the other person maybe around outside the vehicle. Because as they said, in and around the vehicle. So does that mean that the, and again, this is just speculation. But did the person outside the vehicle meet their end first and then at the hands of the person in the vehicle who then took their own life? Or was something happening to the people in that vehicle and then one of the people tried to get out and didn't survive? And how long were they there for? Because skeletal remains is not a recent death. Especially considering how the weather has been lately. How long were those folks there? How long was that car there that nobody found it? Where was it? These are all questions that we have regarding what went on. And we don't have any answers at all as of this moment. Then we also have the story of a near almost two-year-old child that was killed in a crash in Taunton over the weekend. We have a 66-year-old man from Lakeville killed in a crash over the weekend. And you can read more about these incidents at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But no identities released in either of those cases. Now, that's not uncommon in a weekend incident, because they don't release the names. The DA's office will be the ones to release the names, and they don't do that until next of kin have been notified. And sometimes it's hard to get to people on the weekends because the resources that you need to utilize to find them may be closed. The offices that you need to contact may be closed. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't start getting some more information on some of those deaths today or tomorrow. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There were some other stories, other news stories that we can talk about. Of course, the No Kings rallies happened on Saturday. I was reading the New Bedford Light report on that this morning. Saw some other coverage on some of the other sites that I frequent in the morning. But it seemed like everything was peaceful. It seemed like there was no disruptions, no clashes with people of opposing views. I also think it's good that when they plan something like this, that they have these timed windows of where it's going to happen. And this is any kind of protest, any kind of rally. I think it's good when they have these planned windows, because maybe you're not interested in seeing this group of people out there. Well, then you know you've only got to avoid that area from this time to this time. And I'm sure there's some people that hang around afterwards, but, you know, the majority of the crowds dissipate. Or maybe you've got to get somewhere and you say, well, I'll just kind of avoid it. Like, for example, you know, we were going to Plymouth on Saturday, and where the Plymouth Bay Winery is, they have their own parking lot. But that area can get very congested with tourists, with people just walking along the water. People will park in that parking lot even if they're not supposed to. They have an attendant, but people still sneak in there. But we knew that by the time we got there at 5 p.m., those folks would have gone home for the day. So it's good that there's this window of planning so that you know how to make it less inconvenient for you to have to move around a large group of people. I saw the photos of folks on the New Bedford pedestrian bridge. Saw some video of folks at other locations as well. And whether you agree with them or not, whether you think it's stupid for them to go stand out there on a Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and, you know, you can say, well, of course we don't have kings. Why? This is such a dumb idea, a dumb reason to put it. It doesn't matter. They still have the right to do it. I mean, I covered a protest of people who were against male circumcision. People have the right to have whatever opinion they want, and they can, as long as they follow the proper procedures and obey all the rules, they can have whatever demonstration they want. And you don't have to agree with it. You also don't have to go down there and antagonize them either. I heard some phone calls on Saturday when I was running some errands and listening in. Somebody who said, oh, I went down there with a crown on and nobody laughed at me. Well, yeah, because you're not funny. Nobody's going to laugh at you if you're not funny. They're just going to ignore you because they think that it's dumb. Because they weren't down there when you were holding signs for President Trump or for anything else that you wanted to stand there and hold the sign for, because that's your right. Same way it's theirs. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to agree with it being their right to do it And I guess part of, you know, having the freedoms we have is the freedom to be wrong, if that's the way you feel. Doesn't mean that the people who feel that way can't be presented the opposite side. You just got to do it in a respectful manner. So if you went down to any of those and you want to call in and share your thoughts on those too, 508-996-0500. But right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll take that break. When we come back, we'll go into the news with Mike Roberts. Stick around. We'll be, let me change that. We'll be right back.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
A deadly shooting in Brooklyn, changes coming to Southwest Airlines, and no end to the government shutdown in sight.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The NYPD has a person of interest in custody into the shooting death of a 24-year-old man.
Cops responding to a 911 call shortly after 2 a.m. found the victim inside the lobby of an apartment building on Dorchester Road in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn. He'd been shot in the torso. He was taken to Kings County Hospital, where he later died. The Daily News reports the shooting happened just a block from where a man's dismembered body was found in a trash bin Friday morning. The two incidents are not believed to be related. I'm Larry Kofsky.
President Trump is warning Colombia to immediately stop production of illegal drugs. In a post on social media yesterday, Trump called Colombian President Gustavo Petro an illegal drug dealer who strongly encourages the massive production of drugs. Trump went on to say if Petro doesn't take immediate action to halt it, the U.S. will do it for him, and added it won't be done nicely. The president also noted that as of yesterday, the U.S. will no longer make any large-scale payments or subsidies to Colombia, calling it a ripoff of America. The government shutdown is now the third largest funding lapse in modern history. It's topped only by the shutdowns of 1995 and 2018 into 2019. The federal shutdown is now on day 20 with no clear end in sight. The House has been out of session since September 19th, and lawmakers will not be returning today. Multiple people wounded in a shooting on the Oklahoma State University campus in Stillwater, Oklahoma, yesterday. One of the victims, believed to be a student, police say it happened around 3:40 a.m. after people attending a large off-campus party returned to a residential hall. All victims are being treated at hospital in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Police say the suspect is no longer on campus. Southwest Airlines says it's going to start assigning its seats. Southwest has used open seating for 50 years, but says it will move to assigned seating starting on January 27th. The airline's website announced the change, along with a completely new boarding system. Travelers, including frequent flyers and credit card holders with boarding benefits, and those who purchase extra legroom, will automatically be assigned to early boarding groups. The rare corpse flower is expected to bloom at New York's Botanical Garden just in time for Halloween.
It's a rare flower known for its putrid smell, and believe it or not, hundreds of people turn out to see it and savor it every time it blooms in the Bronx. That's just once every 3 to 5 years after it first opens up, which the NYBG says can take a decade. If you're into malodorous floral treats that can grow up to 9 feet tall, you can watch the corpse flower bloom via live stream and then catch it in person at the New York Botanical Garden at Halloween time. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A new study from the Pew Research Center suggests divorced Americans won't stay single for long.
The research, titled 8 Facts About Divorce in the U.S., says two-thirds of divorced Americans marry again. Pew found that men and women are remarrying at a similar rate, but divorced men are slightly more likely to remarry than women. The analysis also found a caveat that widows are less likely to remarry than women who have been divorced. The data shows nearly 2 million Americans got divorced in 2023. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new study from tech company Intuit says Gen Z is mixing their financial anxiety with their dating habits. The study, titled The Cuffing Economy found that nearly one in three Gen Z singles are going on dates just for the free meal. Research shows that the trend isn't new, with researchers dubbing such dates as foodie calls in 2019. Meanwhile, the report found that over half of Gen Z daters say they cut back on dating because of financial pressure, the highest of any generation. The top 2026 travel destination is in the U.S. According to a worldwide study by Expedia, Montana tops the list. The report ranks the top 10 destinations based on flight accommodations, searches from Expedia, and 24,000 global travelers over the last year. Other destination hotspots include Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Savoy, France, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and Hobart, Australia.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Mike Vrabel faced the Titans for the first time since his firing. Patriots beat Tennessee 31-13 yesterday, extending their win streak to four games. Bruins lost to the Mammoth last night in Utah 3-2. Bees return to the ice tomorrow at 7:30, hosting the Panthers.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A wet start to our week. Rain for today, low to mid-60s, upper 40s tonight as we start to clear out. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 61. Light rain for Wednesday, mid-60s and clouds. And sun on Thursday, near 60. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you're up and awake this morning at this hour, but you're also looking for extra work or extra money, well, maybe being a school bus driver for Tremblay Bus Company is for you. Tremblay Bus Company is in desperate need of bus drivers, van drivers, monitors, mechanics, and you could be earning great pay while helping local students get to school. Doesn't matter if you have a CDL, they're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. And again, you don't even have to be the one driving. You can be a monitor if that's more your speed, no pun intended. Some people say, I don't know that I would want the responsibility of having to drive the bus full of kids, but I would have no problem keeping an eye on the kids while they're on the bus. The only thing about being a bus monitor is you gotta be able to ride backward in a car. Not everybody can do that. But those are just some of the positions they're looking for at Tremblay Bus Company. And you can find out more about those positions and you can find out more about the company itself by going to tbcbus.com. That's TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. And you could be helping local kids get to school while putting some good money in your pocket. Great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, and others. So, again, 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and chime in. We can talk about the No Kings protest that happened over the weekend if you want. I didn't get to see any of it. I was too busy running around on Saturday. And I wasn't anywhere near where they were happening.
I made a trip to Gifts to Give and ran a couple of errands and then had to get everything ready to go to Plymouth Bay Winery. And so I didn't even have the TV on. I didn't see any of the news coverage. I didn't look at any news on my phone. Just was too busy. But some of you I know took part in it. Some of you I know went by it and saw it. And so we can take your phone calls again, 508-996-0500. And we can talk about that with the city council president, Shane Burgo, when he comes in, among other things. And of course, we'll take your calls during that segment too. If you can't get through, if you can't call at that time because you got to get into work or whatever, you can always send your question in on App Chat ahead of time. I don't always look at App Chat during the segment because, again, when there's a guest in the studio, it's kind of difficult, but I can check it ahead of time and kind of put it off to the side. And you can do that anytime. You don't have to do it just on Mondays. If you've got a question that you want me to ask him and you think of it on a Tuesday, you can send it to me and I'll hold on to it. I can't guarantee I'll always remember. But also, you can leave that open line voicemail too anytime and we can play that. I got a message from Dave that says, I was wondering if the administrator of App Chat could add the option to include Paul Santos' Saturday show. Right now, the chat goes into general messages. I don't know that Paul checks the App Chat message. Basically, I'm the only person that uses App Chat. I believe Brian might. I know that he knows how to use it. I don't know that he has it actively open. Barry does not use it. Chris does not use it. I've tried to get them to use it. They won't use it. Barry says, nope, they can call me on the phone. I mean, eventually, the higher-ups in the company will say, no, you have to have that open all the time. But as of right now, we kind of leave it up to the host if they want to use it. And eventually, I've talked to the engineer. I want to have a screen in here that runs it all the time so that they don't have to log in and look at it, so it's just always up. But we don't have that right now. I have it up on my laptop because I want to be able to interact with you guys that way. Some folks are a little bit more old school. Some folks are a little bit less technologically savvy. So not everybody uses it. 508-996-0500. If you want to do it the old school way and call in. If you've never used App Chat on the app, by the way, it's one of the many great features on our app, which is brought to you by South Coast Towing, and it allows you to just text us in the studio. I guess I should say text me in the studio. It allows you to, you can send photos and videos that way too. And the open line voicemail option is really just a voice recorder that allows you to record what you want to say on the air, and then we can play it. Because we know not everybody can make a phone call, especially in the morning, especially when you're getting the kids ready for school or you're going into work or you're stuck in traffic and you shouldn't be making a phone call on your phone. Maybe you don't have hands free. But you can hit that record button. Send it on over. All right, I got to get another break in here. Let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments. Stick around.
Young people are leaving foster care at the age of 18 with little support and few skills. The National Fund for Foster Children partners with individuals, businesses, churches, and civic groups to provide mentorship, training, and assistance to foster children. Teach a young person a new skill or help them with homework. You don't need to be a foster parent to help a foster child. To find out how you can help, go to fosterchildrenfund.org or contact us on Facebook, National Fund for Foster Children.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
why the music froze up like that, but hey, it's all good. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Of course, later on in the next hour, in addition to it being Money Monday, we'll have Manny the Money Man Resendiz in here with us to talk about retirement, help you plan for it. It's also the hour where we'll do the Gen X Files for today, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix. And we have a very special happy birthday out there to a celebrity who may be listening because they spend some time locally. So there's a little hint for you there. Speaking of celebrities, no bigger celebrity than D. Martin. Not Dean Martin. D. Martin of D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What a great event they put on Friday. I went over there for the teenies and weenies. It was amazing. Bunch of people there. They had a big spread of free food for everybody. They had a DJ. They had a cash bar. They had amazing food and a spread of desserts from Grandma's Donuts. They had the memory wall for everybody to sign. They did a raffle. So much fun. They actually did. They had the street shut down. And it was just a big, big party. And then on Saturday, they had a lot of family-oriented fun going on. I drove by. I didn't stop in because there was a lot of people there and not a lot of parking. So I said, I came and celebrated yesterday, and I'm up against it anyway with the clock. So as much as I would have liked to have stopped by and had some cake with Dee and Bob and everybody over there, I said, you know what? It's another piece for someone else. I don't need the cake. But what a great weekend it was for them. And congratulations on 40 years of Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. I hope that you got over there and got a chance to check it out and spend some time with the Dee's family. It's funny because I saw somebody post on Facebook. They had said, you know, I don't go to Dee's Hot Dogs for hot dogs. I go somewhere else. But I went on Friday night to celebrate with them, and I had a Dee's Hot Dog. And what a great hot dog. I was like, of course. But it wasn't just that. They had all kinds of other stuff out there. And I don't know how much time they must have had to put in planning all this and how much they must have spent on it. But thank you for doing that, Dee and everyone over there, because it's very rare that you see somebody that does business the way that they do it. And Mayor Mitchell put it best in his post on social media, you know, a local business owner who does things the right way. It's not always easy, but they made it work for 40 years, and they'll probably be there for another 40 years. Which reminds me, I should tell you, they are open year round. There was a lot of people who I was talking to Friday that thought that this was like some sort of end of the season thing. And that's not the case at all. They are open year round. This was just to celebrate their 40th anniversary. So again, congratulations to Dee's, and hope everybody had a great time out there. I didn't make it over to the Horror family afterwards to meet Oliver. Well, I've already met Oliver, but to see Oliver Robbins and get a book and all that. I just had to get to Freetown for my presentation, but I heard that it was a great turnout. I heard that Kojo's, so the Horror family was packed for Oliver Robbins. Kojo's was packed for Danhausen and special guest Penny Dreadful. I forgot to put Penny in the story. I apologize, Penny. Please do not put a hex on me. But New Bedford's own horror host, Penny Dreadful, was also there. And if you're unfamiliar, or maybe you're like, oh yeah, Penny Dreadful, she's on New Bedford Cable Access. Well, she's an internationally known figure. She is known for not only her Shilling Shockers program, and she's one of the most respected horror hosts in the world, but she's also one of the foremost experts on Masters of the Universe and has a very, very successful podcast on Dark Shadows called Terror Collinwood. So Penny Dreadful is very diverse in her interests and very well known for all of them. All right, I got one more break. I got to get in here before the end of this hour. Let me do that. We'll be right back. And if you need a place to hang out, a place to kind of call your home base, your own personal kind of come and see me here, I think Ryan Sports Pub is the place to go to. Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards, located inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. They've got great stuff happening all week long, including this week's entertainment lineup. On Wednesday, they'll have musical bingo from 6 to 8. On Thursdays, they have trivia at 7 p.m. This Friday, they'll have Billy Leach from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by karaoke with DJ Wheezy, with Wheezy at 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, they're going to be having Lindsay, Joy Mata, and Jake Gerard at 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., followed by DJ Danny and Latin Vibes Night. So that's just the entertainment for this week. There's always something going on at Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards in New Bedford. Check them out. Great food, great drinks, great people, and a great atmosphere. You're going